Discovering stories of people living out their beliefs in our culture, communities, and the public square. And finding courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
The entertainment industry has gained an often deserved reputation as a place that's not always friendly to faith. The values celebrated by Hollywood and the big TV networks have often seemed far away from those of the faith community and many Americans in general. Yet in the past decade, this trend appears to have shifted in some real and encouraging ways. There's been a marked uptick in the number of films and television offerings portraying the power of belief and featuring people of great faith in some very positive ways. On this latest trek, On the Road, we meet two individuals playing a central part in that trend. In just a few minutes, we'll welcome Corey Robertson of A&E's smash hit TV series, Duck Dynasty. She'll take us inside the Robertson house and explain what it's like to live life with the cameras rolling. We'll also discover how her faith and family heritage led to her latest book, Duck Commander Devotions for Kids. First, it's a real treat to highlight a young man who's at the center of a movie that just opened this past weekend across the country. His name is Jacob Salvati, and though he still hasn't reached his 12th birthday, Jacob plays the lead role of Pepper Flint Busby in the film Little Boy.
Yeah, it's really too soon to make any diagnosis. Let's just say you're a little boy.
You're going to war.
Yes.
I don't want you to go.
Faith is powerful.
But if I get enough faith, nothing's impossible, right?
Even bringing my dad home?
It takes courage to believe.
Your father would be more than proud of you.
The movie tells the remarkable tale of a young man with a great faith that his beloved dad will come back home from the front lines of the Second World War. And we begin our conversation with Jacob explaining the tough childhood of his character, Pepper.
Well, he grew up being very small for his age, and no one liked him because of that, so they picked on him. Picking on him means calling him names, throwing him in a trash can, stuff like that. Stuff that's really mean. Mm-hmm. And Nick and Little Boy was one of those mean names that they called Pepper Flint Busby.
Okay, understood. But he has this great friend in his dad who helps him through that, right? Could you tell us a bit about how important Pepper's dad is to him?
Well, Pepper has the biggest faith and the biggest love, and his love is centered on his father. So, he's pretty much best friends with him.
Cool. What then happens? I mean, his dad has to go off to fight in World War II, right?
Yes, and when he does, Pepper is just devastated. I mean, one of the most devastating parts is when the bus comes to pick his dad up to go to war.
But Pepper believes strongly that his dad is going to come back, right?
Yes, that he can bring his dad back through faith.
What is the beginning of that faith? Why does he believe that so strongly?
Well, at first, he doesn't even know what it is. But he says, God's the mover. He can bring my dad back. Why wouldn't he want to bring my dad back? And that makes nothing impossible in his life.
Is there a sermon as well that he hears that brings him encouragement that will be the case, that he has the power to have that faith that can be so significant?
Yes. Father Crispin, played by Eduardo Verástegui, he said that if we over here and they over there, they're over there fighting the war, what can we do? What can we do to bring them back? Well, the faith in a mustard seed. With faith in a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. And if you can move a mountain, nothing will be impossible. Even ending this war and having your loved ones back.
Understood. Jacob Salvati, it plays the lead role in Little Boy, a movie that's out right now telling a remarkable story about faith. And Jacob, you already have a number of TV and movies that you've featured in. I wonder, what's a day on set like? Is it pretty hard work, or is it a lot of fun, or maybe a little of both?
Well, at first, it's really fun, because I get to drive myself over in a golf cart.
Yes!
But then when I get to working, it gets kind of, I don't know, boring because you're doing the same thing over and over again. And every actor will say this. But when I was doing Little Boy, it was hard because I was a 7-year-old and I wasn't really up to that yet.
Of course. But it sounds like you did a pretty fantastic job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're absolutely welcome. What would you like to do for the rest of your life? Do you hope to keep on acting or would you like to do anything else?
I think I'll be a triple threat. A singer, actor, dancer, and yeah, that's all.
Well, that is at least three, so you've got your triple threat then. All right, buddy. Well, you got to work with some fantastic actors in Little Boy. Your mom is played by Emily Watson. You have a friend, a priest, who's played by Tom Wilkinson. And then the town doctor, I believe, is played by Kevin James. So tell us a little bit about what it was like to work with some great actors like that.
Well, it was just such a privilege. And they're just such great people that it's hard not to be their friends. And it was just such an experience for a 7-year-old kid because I dreamed of being them, and I get to meet them, and they tell me that they've learned from me. That's what I've heard. And I learned tons of things from them, but they said that they learned stuff from me. And I'm like, I might grow up to be one of them someday.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And that just made my eyes pop, you know?
Oh, man, I can only imagine. Well, was Kevin James specifically, you kind of wonder, a guy that funny in films, you kind of wonder what it would be like to work with him. Is he as funny in real life as he is on the screen?
Yeah, he's actually pretty funny. I mean, he would make a whole bunch of jokes, and we'd all laugh. And yeah, we had a great time there.
All right. Jacob Salvati is with us. He plays the lead role in Little Boy as we go on the road about this remarkable story here for Faith Radio. What was your personal favorite part of the story that was told by Little Boy?
I would say when he's riding on his bike going, I did it! I did it! Favorite part.
All right. Fantastic. So if a person who's listening today to our chat has a chance to see Little Boy in the theater this weekend, what would you like them to remember about the movie and about this story, Jacob?
I'd like them to remember that nothing's impossible and that they can be their little kids again. They can be those people because little kids don't know war. They don't have war. Now, little kids do, because the world is coming with corruption and just horrible things that are happening.
Yep.
And this movie will bring out your child. It'll make you better people. It'll bring out what you've missed, what you've thrown away.
So there's a lot that kids have to teach adults today.
Yes.
All right, man. Jacob Salvati, it's been great chatting with you a little bit about the film Little Boy, which is in theaters right now.
Well, thank you for having me. And I just want to say, go see the movie. It'll change your life.
Thank you so much, Jacob. We've really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you.
And our thanks to Jacob for taking some time out of an extremely busy week for he and his fellow castmates to talk with us. Once again, the movie is called Little Boy, playing this week in theaters across the country. You can check out a trailer and find all the info at littleboymovie.com. Now, our latest journey on the road for Faith Radio continues with a glance at a family who never thought they'd become a household name. But custom duck calls, hard work, a generous portion of personality, and a great faith propelled Louisiana's Robertson family to international stardom. They're now the stars of A&E's hit show Duck Dynasty, and we soon discover that the Robertsons aren't your typical reality show participants as we welcome alongside Corey Robertson, wife of Willie, mom of Sadie, and one of the central characters on the show. Corey takes us behind the cameras and explains what it's really like to have the ups and downs of your life televised and how her family's faith in God has been the glue that's held everything together. Corey, along with her mom Chris, has recently released Duck Commander Devotions for Kids and explains the family history that made her want to pen the book. As we get started chatting, Corey takes us inside the Robertson house and we get acquainted with the family.
We have five kids, Rebecca, who is 26, John Luke, 19, Sadie, 17, Will, 13, and Bella, 12.
Now, as we go inside that house, part of this makes this book so much fun is the mother and daughter tandem with your mom, Chris. You've written this book, and this isn't the first of your collaborations, right?
No, it's not. Mom and I work together pretty much on everything we do. They live next door. My mom and dad live next door. The kids call them Two Mama and Two Papa, and they really are like their second parents. It's awesome. I would not have it any other way. And, yeah, we worked together a lot. Mom and Dad were in the publishing business. They owned Howard Books before it sold to Simon & Schuster. And so she knows a lot about books.
Is it a unique scenario to be writing books with your mom?
Yes, it is. Probably not a lot of people get that experience. But it is really, really great. We enjoy working together and had a blast with this book.
So why did you decide to go ahead and pen this book? And what was the need that you were really trying to meet here with this book?
Well, I was a children's minister when our kids were little until I had five at home. At that point, I was like, I can't do it anymore. It was running back and forth around the church every Sunday morning, trying to make sure kids were in classes and teachers were there and my kids were in their own classes, and it just got to be too much. So I actually retired from children's ministry, I think when Bella was about 1 year old. I was like, I can't do it anymore. But I just loved it, and I love to read and love to read to my kids, and that was just a big part of our lives. And now they're getting older, and it's kind of growing out of that phase, but I really enjoyed it, and I just thought it, I loved it when I found a good book, and especially a good devotional book to read with our children.
Tell us what we can expect in one of these devotions. In addition to the scripture that you share, I understand there are some compelling stories from your own experiences and even some outdoor applications.
Right. So, yeah, we just pulled stories from when our kids were little and funny things even about like Uncle Si or about the different Robertsons that we used to illustrate an example. My mom is the queen. I say she can make a Bible example out of when someone stubs her toe. Like everything. She can come up with a application to the Bible from anything. And so that's really what we did. So it just has a scripture, then it has a fun little story that has something applicable to the scripture. And then we also have a part that's called Duck Commander in Action. And that's just a little activity that you can do with your kids to reinforce the lesson. And so this book is great to be used just at home, reading at night, or also, you know, Bible teachers can use this, you know, at their church or at little preschools or whatever. I think it's really good for any of those uses.
Fantastic. All right. And the book is called Duck Commander Devotions for Kids. We're talking with Corey Robertson on the road. She, of course, has come to fame in A&E's Duck Dynasty. The company is called Duck Commander. Well, I especially wanted to ask you this. You know, stardom is something that so many of us think that we want. And I'm guessing it wasn't something you expected when you were initially building the Duck Commander company with your family. Is that fair to say, first of all? Is it something you anticipated would happen to you someday?
That is very fair to say. We did not expect this, for sure. Now, I will say, whenever reality TV started coming about and becoming popular, I looked at Willie and I said, you know, I think our family could do this. I said, we're not normal. The Robertson family is just not quite normal. So I think that we could be on TV. And lo and behold, it happened. But, you know, we certainly give God all the glory. We could never, ever have imagined or expected what has come out of it.
Well, and it's compelling the way you phrase that. You think of all the stories of people who do find fame, and then fame destroys them in some way. But obviously, you have been such an opposite situation. Do you feel as though your faith has been key in the way your family has responded to suddenly being a household name?
Yes, we went into this with a lot of prayer. We actually met together as a family several times at our home, at Bill and Kay's home, at Al and Lisa's home, and just had prayer about what this meant for our family. And we talked about, you know, how we were going to keep each other accountable in this whole process. And it's really been amazing how it's brought our family even closer. We were a close family before. We lived together in the same street. We vacationed together. So we've always been a close family. But this has really even brought us closer and, you know, I think strengthened our faith to, you know, look at what all God has done with this and, you know, the platform that we have that He has provided us. We just really want to use it to honor Him.
And that is fantastic to hear. We're talking with Corey Robertson of A&E's Duck Dynasty. In what ways would you say has the show and being famous changed you? And in what ways have you stayed the same?
Well, in the way that it's changed us, I always say it's just made our lives a whole lot busier. Lily and I, we're pretty kind of spontaneous. We're not really big planner type people, but now every day has to be planned, and we have a lot of people around us that help us to make that happen. When the show first came out, you know, we just really were not prepared for what was going to happen and the level of success it was going to have. And so we quickly had to rely on different people to help and come together. And someone was asking me about like fan mail the other day. And I said, at first it was just so overwhelming. We didn't even know what to do. And we're trying to figure out how to respond to, you know, and just building that team around us has been really essential. And we feel really thankful that we have that. But at first it was a little overwhelming. It was not easy. It was tough. It was a lot of work. It was a lot of 24-hour days and long nights. And but you know, we've come through that, and now we've kind of gotten some things figured out. I'd say not everything, but something figured out. So I would say that's the biggest change. It's just the busyness of our lives and, you know, how to manage that and how to figure out what to say yes to and what to say no to sometimes difficult. But as far as how it hasn't changed us, you know, we all live on the same street. All four brothers live on the street, and then my side of the family does as well. Willie and I are in the middle. We say we're kind of the common denominator, so we have both sides of the family right here. We all go to the same church, and our kids go to the same school, and so I think that is what has really kept us grounded. It's not like our whole life has changed. So when we're home and we're here, it's just life as usual.
That's the voice of Corey Robertson of A&E's Duck Dynasty. She's co-written with her mom, Chris Howard, Duck Commander Devotions for Kids, and we're going on the road for Faith Radio. Now, your daughter, Sadie, has become a star in her own right, finishing second in Dancing with the Stars last year and launching her own fashion line. Is it even possible to contain the parental pride that you must feel there?
Not really. We are so proud of all of our children, and last year when we were able to be there and sit in the audience and cheer for Sadie every week was just such a fun, awesome experience. I'm sure any of you who watched it saw the tears in Willie's eyes every week. He just could not contain it. We were very proud of her, and she did a remarkable job on the dance floor, but even more importantly, the way she remained true to her values and to who she was, and all of the interviews and all the things that she said, she really represented God so beautifully and gracefully, I thought, and that makes the mama proud.
Oh, I can only imagine. Well, I know that sometimes parents struggle with walking the line between actively instilling faith in their kids and letting them make their own decisions about what they believe. Do you have any wisdom from your experience along those lines?
Well, actually, I was thinking about a story that we talked about in the devotion about when Sadie was 12 and she got invited to go to Austria for a basketball. She was got invited to be on a junior Olympic team. And so she was going to go. She went to Austria by herself at 12 years old, and none of us went with her. And, you know, up to that point, she had really been in this kind of sheltered environment of a Christian school and church and family and all that. And she went off on her own and, you know, had roommates, and she was there for, I think, about 10 to 12 days, and just had her eyes open to, you know, not everyone thinks like I do. Not everyone believes like I do.
Yeah.
And she credits it now with being such a great experience for her. And, you know, that was one of those experiences where you have to send your kids off and you have to let them grow in their faith on their own. You can't shelter them and only show them one way. I think it's important for them to see the world and to choose for themselves the way that they want to go and who they want to serve.
I understand that you met your husband, Willie, in grade school. That's correct, first of all, yes?
That is correct, yes.
Well, much of America has been fascinated by your family from these past seasons of Duck Dynasty. From your unique perspective and from your mom's perspective, what did your mom think of the Robertson family initially and as that romance continued to bloom?
Well, we were very young. I was in third grade whenever I met him at summer camp, and he asked me on the Moonlight Hike, and I thought he was the cutest thing I ever seen. But we did not start dating in third grade. I will set the record straight on that. I was 17, though, when he asked me to marry me, and my mom and dad loved Willie. He had grown up in our youth group, but they weren't so sure about us getting married at 17 and 18. I will tell you that right now. We had quite the discussion, lots of discussions about that. But in the end, they came around and they said, well, if this is what you want to do, we're going to support you 100%. And they have. And we got married at 18 and 19. And the rest is history.
That's fantastic. You alluded to Uncle Cy earlier as we talked with Corey Robertson of Duck Dynasty on A&E. She's co-written with her mom, Duck Commander Devotions for Kids, and we're going on the road for Faith Radio with Corey's story today. But Uncle Cy, is he essentially the same dude off camera as he is on camera? Because on camera, he's a pretty remarkable dude.
He is exactly like that. He's hilarious. He keeps us all laughing. And, that's what you see is what you get with Uncle Cy. One thing I say that people don't see, because you don't see his wife on the show and his family on the show, is that he is such a good family man. And I think you see some of that in the show because of how much the kids love him. But he's just really an honorable and loyal and kind and fun guy to be around.
Awesome. I was wondering, you know, fame, we know, is something that often goes so quickly. That phrase, 15 minutes of fame, of course, is so famous in itself. But if people, if they remember one thing about your family and your time in the spotlight, what would you like them to remember?
Well, our kind of our family motto is Faith, Family, Ducks, in that order. And so that's really what we stick by. You know, faith is first and foremost in our lives. Second is family. And you know, we just talk a lot about sticking by your family and forgiving when the tough times come, because they will come, and but sticking together through it all. And then last, we say ducks because that's kind of, you know, our family thing. But we say you can insert anything in that last position, whatever floats your boat. But if you keep faith and family first and second in your life, then I think you'll be all right.
Okay, fantastic. And with all the excitement, with the busy schedules that you've alluded to, what are some of the big things that are on deck for your family?
Well, we have something really excited about. We are having a musical that opens April 15th.
Yes.
At the Rio in Las Vegas, and that's another one of those that we never saw coming. Never thought there would be a musical about our family, but I can tell you that it is really, really it's really good. I can say that because I have been involved in it for the past 2 years, working with it, and the writing team has been down here a lot with our family. And from the very beginning, we just felt like they really got it and got the message that we'd want to portray. And they just did a beautiful job. So I can say how good it is because I didn't write it, but they did. And they just did a really great job, I think, portraying who we are, making it fun, and the audiences are going to come out of there laughing, and there may be some tears. There's some parts that are emotional and serious, and then meaningful, and then they're going to end just all smiles. So I think that people are going to love it, and I cannot wait for it to get out there for people to see.
Outstanding. All right. We've been chatting with Corey Robertson of A&E's Duck Dynasty. She's co-written with her mom, Chris Howard, Duck Commander Devotions for Kids. And we want to let you go and get to your next meeting, Corey. But once again, what's the best place for people to find out more about Duck Commander Devotions for Kids?
So you can find it on our website on duckcommander.com. You can go to amazon.com or any major bookstore.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. It's been fantastic and really refreshing to hear from you today.
All right. Thanks for talking to me.
And thank you for joining us on this latest trek on the road as we've together discovered how faith is making a real impact in the entertainment industry. If you'd like to learn more about the Robertsons, about Corey's book, Duck Commander Devotions for Kids, or about Jacob Salvati and his new movie, Little Boy, you can visit our website for links and resources for each item, and we'll give you that address in just a moment. Our thanks once more to Corey and to Jacob for joining us this weekend. I'm Ryan Thomas for Faith Radio. Until our next trip on the road, next weekend at this time, God bless and have a tremendous day.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.